So I'd just like to talk to us a bit this evening about next year and moving forward next year. I'm going to take my text from the book of Judges chapter 6. It's the story of a man called Gideon. And Gideon was stuck in a particular circle of life. He had tried everything that he knew to do, but he was just stuck. He couldn't just get out of it. And I'll read Judges chapter 6. I'll read verses from verse 1. It says, Judges chapter 6 verse 1, "The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and 7 years he gave them to the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of the Midianites was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites, the Amalekites and other eastern people invaded the country. They encamped on the land and ruined all the crops all the way to Gaza and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkey. They came up with their livestock and their tents were like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them or their camels. They invaded the land and ravaged it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help." So a number of points I want to make this evening about moving forward, using the life of this man called Gideon. So the first was that they were in, as a country, as a nation, in a very impossible situation. And for this man, he was in the midst of it as well. The Bible said that every time they tried to do something, every time they tried to move forward, when they planted crops, because it was an agrarian society, they put in a lot of effort into like the crops, watering them and all that. They didn't have Tesco's and Sainsbury's back then. Everything they ate, they had to grow. And can you imagine spending months growing crops, watering it? Then when it's like 2 or 3 weeks to harvest, you're there with your family and you're like, wow, I've put in so much hard work. Now, you know, our life is going to be better. Now everything is going to work out. Now it seems like things are falling in place. And suddenly everything disappears. That was the life of Gideon. Now, how does that relate to us? This could relate to us in different manners and in different degrees. You have expectations. You've had expectations in 2025. And it's like, God, you know, cross over 2024. I was like, this is what 2025 is going to look like. And you're praying. Then the year starts off and you're doing all the things that you're meant to do. Praying, doing all you know to do. Then sometimes, not in all cases, the thing that you're expecting or the results that you're expecting sometimes doesn't tally with the effort that you put into it. And you keep on doing it. You keep on going. You're like, God, I will trust you. I'll continue. But it becomes a circle. That was the life of Gideon. It became a circle for him. Work. Try to do stuff. Stuff doesn't happen. Work. Try to do stuff. Stuff doesn't happen. Expectation. Pray. In some of the things that mattered the most. So he was stuck. He couldn't move forward. So Gideon comes into another crossover service, 2025 crossover service. And he's sitting down in the congregation, and Pastor B is speaking. Pastor B is saying, you need to move forward, Gideon. God has got a plan for you. And he's responding in his heart. He's saying, well, Pastor B, thank you. Just let me sit down quietly, enjoy the music. Once we're done, I'll have the teas and biscuits at the end and I'll go home with no expectation because I've heard this all before. Thank you, Pastor B. At least I turned up for the crossover service. So that was the life of Gideon. He was just stuck. So that's the first thing we see about this man. So I guess my question to you tonight is, are you stuck in an area of your life? Maybe some. Are you stuck? Gideon was stuck. Then he did something quite interesting. The nation did something quite interesting, which was the second thing I noted here. They continued to pray to God and to tell, and to, the Bible says they cried out to God. They didn't stop. They carried on. And they were just like, well, God, you just have to do something with my life. You have to do something with my life. So we note that that's what they did as a second point. They just kept praying. They kept trusting God. And you know what? God heard them. God heard them. God heard Gideon as well. God hears you. The Bible says, when you call out unto me, I will answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you have not known. So the second thing is they prayed and God actually answered their prayers. The third thing that I saw in the life of Gideon is in Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 14. It says, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak tree in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where the son of Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. So they had been praying. God sends an angel to Gideon. God answers the prayer. And the answer to the prayer comes to Gideon. And Gideon is not really expecting God to answer him in that particular way. And God begins to talk to Gideon through the angel. And straight away, Gideon begins to say a number of things to the angel. He said, pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied. Judges chapter 6, verse 12. Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied. If the Lord is with us, why have all these things happened to us? Where are all the wonders that our ancestors told us about? When they said, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now God has abandoned us and given us into the hand of the Midian. So the third thing we see here is this. Gideon begins to talk to God. God is saying, look, I've sent the answer. Just listen to me. Gideon says, no, 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 no. If God is truly with me, he said, if you're with us, why have all these things happened to us? And it's a valid question. Gideon is sat in the congregation and Pastor B is speaking, he's saying, God is good. God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 26, 29. 29:11. And Gideon is saying, well, that's good for you, Pastor B. If God truly is with us as you are proclaiming, why did this thing happen to me? Why did that thing happen to my sister? Why did that thing happen to my brother? Why did that thing happen to me as well? He goes a step further and he says, in fact, God, you have abandoned us. That's the summation of the thing. Because if you hadn't abandoned us, all these things wouldn't have happened to us. All these things wouldn't have happened to me. So that's the third thing that we see about Gideon here. He was stuck, and he had valid reasons. He had facts to show what to support what he was saying. So it wasn't fiction. You know, it wasn't fiction. He had facts and figures to support what he was saying. That's the third thing we see about Gideon. So the first thing we see is everything he did, all his desires were just unmet. He prayed, God turned up. When God turns up, he begins to give God the facts. He says, God, you've actually abandoned us. Then the angel goes on, and God listens to all his complaints. After that, it says in Judges chapter 6, verse 14, after God had listened to everything Gideon had to say, Judges chapter 6, verse 14, it says, the Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength that you have and save Israel out of the hands of the Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? God was telling him, you were stuck, but I have made you unstuck. Go. Go. You were stuck. You couldn't help yourself, but I'm here. I've made you unstuck. Now go. Go. And Gideon just said, not really. Not really. This conversation is not over. You're saying I'm stuck, but nothing has changed around me. I'm still stuck. What are you saying? I'm still stuck. I mean, God, you're saying go. You're saying 2026, move forward, but nothing seems to have changed. I'm still stuck. So what are you saying, God? God said, go, all the same. Because I have made you unstuck. I have made you unstuck. But you need to move forward. You need to move forward, he said. So, we see Gideon here. He's stuck. He's just used to things working partway, halfway, a quarter way, but never really, you know, all those things that he wants. You get what I mean? He prays, God shows up, and God says, okay, I'm here. You're unstuck. Move forward. And Gideon had a lot of things to say. So the final point here is this. How do I move forward? So if God is saying, Pastor B, move forward, and I'm like, God, nothing seems to have changed around me. What are you saying? How can I move forward? What do I need to do to move forward? A number of things. And they're really simple, as Mr. MC has spoken already. If you guys don't know who Mr. MC is, that Grammy award-winning guy that came here. Like Sister Kemi has spoken as well, a song. If you don't know who Sister Kemi is, she's that Grammy Award singer. We have Grammy people here all over the place. So how do I move forward? How do I move forward, really, Gideon is saying? How do you move forward? How do you want to move forward in 2026? Without hype. Without hype. So it's like, Pastor B, I've heard this before. You know, you're giving me goosebumps. We sing all those nice songs, crossover service. Once it hit January 1st, all the goosebumps disappear. All the singing, I can't remember apart the one. And life is back to normal. Council tax people send me these bills and stuff. You know, when I say council tax, I don't know why people are laughing. You know? Don't mind those people. So, Gideon asks, how do I move forward? A number of things. Three really simple things here. The first one is in Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. Trust God. Trust that God has made you unstuck. Trust that God has something in stock for you in 2026. He says, trust. Jesus said, trust. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Trust that God has made you unstuck. Trust that God wants to move you forward. Yeah. The first thing. The second thing is this, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, as the previous speakers and singers have spoken about. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past." Don't dwell on the past. It says, forget. So it says, look, forget forget the past. He now says, when you forget, don't go back and dig it up and begin to dwell on it. Do you get? Sometimes I do that as well. You know, I've heard like a great sermon. You know, I've come to church, I've listened to Pastor B's amazing guitar playing, singing as well. I've listened to that Pastor B guy. Who is that guy? And I go home encouraged. It's like, oh, man, switch on the telly, grab a Coca-Cola from the fridge, which I shouldn't be drinking. And I sit down and I'm super excited. You know? Then I switch on my computer, check my emails, and I get the email saying, sorry, that job you applied for, you didn't get it. Ah, not a problem. God is good, like Pastor B said. Unsuccessful this time. Unfortunately. And you're like, no problem at all. Ah, man, that's just one email. I'm still pumped up. I'm still remembering Pastor B's guitar playing. The song that guy sang. Amazing. I'm still piped up. I open the second email. Or open the second letter. And it's those guys, you know, I give you parking tickets when you go into Tesco's very quickly and come out. And gradually, I go back into, maybe that thing he said wasn't really for me. Then I go back into the past as well, again. And I begin to dwell on the past. I begin to dwell on things that haven't worked in my life. I begin to dwell on all the negative things that never, you know, I'm like, oh man. It says, no, don't do that. Catch yourself from doing that. Snap yourself out of that. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. It says, forget the former things and don't dwell on the past. So for 2026, don't dwell on the past. Don't. And finally, the third thing, how do I get unstuck? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. This, the next verse. It says, see, I am doing a new thing. It says, see, stop dwelling on the past. Turn your focus to me, the Lord says. I am doing a new thing. It says, see, I am doing a new thing. It springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So God says, look, see. Like, see, can't you see what I'm doing? Can't you perceive it? See. He says, see. See what I'm doing. That's what he was telling Gideon. See what I am doing. Focus on what I'm doing. Can you perceive it? He says, I am doing something. He says, I'm making a way in the wilderness. That means where it seems like nothing is happening at all, where it seems barren, where it seems like hopeless, I am making a way supernaturally. He now goes on and he says, and streams in the wasteland. That means where it seems like, man, there's nothing that can come out of this anymore. This is dead. He says, I will make streams in the wasteland. So what am I saying this evening as we are about to journey into a year that we have never been to before, 2026. God is saying, move forward. Don't dwell on the past. Have faith in Him that what He says He will do, He will do. And focus on Him. I'll call the choir to come.